Hello there friends, welcome to another episode of Mathematics Simplified. Today we are going to discuss a very important topic, mathematical anxiety or math phobia. We will check out some simple techniques to overcome math phobia as well. Mathematics is a fascinating subject, but there are only a few people in the world who are not intimidated by it, and it turned out to be a nightmare for many people around the world. First of all, let us see what exactly is math phobia. It is a feeling of tension and anxiety that one may feel when he or she is doing a mathematical problem and trying to understand a concept. So the fear related to mathematics is called math phobia. A few symptoms of math phobia are lack of motivation to study mathematics, procrastinating while doing a mathematical problem, relying more on memorizing the solutions rather than understanding the concepts. Negative self-talk. A feeling that I am not good at math and I will not be able to understand and solve the problems. So what exactly are the factors that contribute to this math phobia? First of all is the personal experience that math is a difficult subject and hard to digest. This feeling is conveyed and imbibed somehow in young minds, and it automatically causes the reluctance to understand and study the subject. Over a period of time, this develops into a phobia. Secondly, it could be improper guidance and teaching. Students often find themselves helpless, and sometimes there is no one to help them to understand the concepts in a fun way. It's very difficult. One size fits all, that doesn't apply. Children may not have the same level of understanding, and some of them are finding themselves in a dark corner with no help. This triggers the symptoms of math phobia even further. Next could be the level of accuracy that math demands. Mathematics deals with numbers and formulae. If you don't understand the why and how of the formula, it's often going to result in errors, and the phobia keeps on developing. For students, the fear of taking up an exam is a cause of concern, and taking a math exam further increases this pressure. At times, the influence of the family, parents, and community results in mathematical phobia. Last but not the least, almost 6% of the world's population is affected by a learning disorder called dyscalculia, which is a disability in which learning or understanding mathematics is difficult. So, math phobia can be general or specific, arithmophobia or numerophobia. Now that we know what is math phobia and what are the causes, let's find out some ways to overcome it. First of all, be positive. I request parents to help the children understand that everyone has a different ability, and catering to negative thoughts like "I'm stupid," "I'm not good in math" can hurt the child's self-esteem and confidence. Some extra effort from the child and a little additional help from the parent or a teacher can certainly help him or her do well in the subject. Secondly, find the root cause. As the proper diagnosis of a disease is very important to treat it, it is important to identify the root cause of the fear and to look out for the symptoms of math anxiety. Third is to face it. Once again, requesting parents to sit down with the child and discuss his or her fear of math. Help your child acknowledge that he or she may not be enjoying the same comfort level with math as they do with other subjects. Acceptance is the first step towards tackling this problem. Fourth is to encourage practice. Repeatedly working on math problem helps improve math skills. Therefore, we all need to encourage the children to solve mathematical problem every day. Set aside a particular time for this practice. Investing extra time and effort will definitely bring about a great change in both the attitude and performance. Next would be to make math simple and fun. It's a request to both parents and teachers to simplify the learning methods. Involve your children and students in mathematical games, puzzles, and apps to make the learning experience enjoyable for them. Next would be to perceive math as a creative subject. The general perception is that math is not a creative subject. But I request teachers to encourage your students and children to experiment with different ways of solving a problem. Introduce them to open-ended problems, and activity-based learning will also ensure creativity and greater learning. Next would be to apply it in real life. Requesting all the parents and maths teachers to try and integrate math in your children and students' daily lives. It makes math more meaningful and real. When we go shopping, when we are eating a pizza, when we are drawing a rangoli, cooking, everything can be turned into a mathematical learning experience. Next is to encourage peer learning. Peer and pair work, group work, it always goes a long way in solving mathematical problems and reinforcing the concepts learned. Next would be to have good reasons to study math. As teachers, parents, and peers, let's try to find out good reasons, like making a budget, filing an income tax, counting the discounts on a sale. Everything requires mathematical skills. A large percentage of jobs in the future are also going to require mathematical skills. And a strong foundation in the subject will help develop both logical thinking and problem-solving abilities. Last but not the least, set an example. Parents and teachers are required to set a positive attitude towards math where it is going to help the students in a positive outlook towards mathematics. We aim to create a generation which is free of the math phobia and who is ready to take on their fear and challenges and come out of it like warriors. So, dear learners, keep practicing regularly to maximize your mathematical learning. Keep working in a positive way. Till the next time.